The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara here on the Amud Beis says like this, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a braiso, Hamudra no mechaveiroi lishane, if somebody made a neder that he won't benefit from his friends for a year, he has to count 12 months from day to day, and he's also to benefit from his friend until he reaches that point. However, if he says he won't benefit from his friend during this year, even if he's only on the last day of the year, he's on 29th day of Elul, once it comes to Echav Tishrei, once it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it begins the next year, a new year, and then he can benefit from his friend. So the Gemara says, even according to the man Da'amer, that one day in a year is not a year. To be considered a year, it has to be 30 days. Nevertheless, his intention was to pain himself, to withhold himself from benefiting from his friend. He had some pain. His intention was to pain himself by withholding himself from benefiting from his friend for a year, and he pained himself, even though he only withheld from benefiting for one day. That's also pain. So he accomplished his intention. So then the Gemara says, "Eman Yisan, how do I know that the year should end or begin by Tishrei? Perhaps it's totally a Nisan." So there the Gemara says, "Nidorim ha'aleich ach aloshim ne'odom." When it comes to Nidorim, we follow the lingo that people use. Since in the lingo that's used by people, the year starts with Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when he made his neder, it's assumed that he was referring to the year as beginning with Tishrei. There's a very interesting tshuva from Reb Shlomo Kluger that's based on this Gemara. It relates to what we say in davening every single day, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashana Hazoyis L'Toivo. The bracha in Shemayna Esrei, where we daven for Parnasa, what we say is Hashem should bench us with this year being a good year. So somebody asked if Shlomo Kluger, how can we say in davening every single day of the year Hashem should bench this year for good, when we say this even a day or a few days before Rosh Hashanah? We see in our Gemara, there's one man, Da'amer, it's all the Gemaras as well, one man, Da'amer, says a year is not less than 30 days. So if a year is not less than 30 days, and he's only 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, there's no year left. Once it's going to come Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be a whole different thing. He's davening that Hashem Hashem should bench this year. He's referring to the year where he's standing. And he said Hashem should bench this year with rain and other things. It's not just rain, it's all in Yoni Parnasa. The Mefarshim say, as Hashana Azois, the Iyun Tfila explains, we're saying two things. Hashem should bench this year with all types of things that happen and become new during this year, that those things should be good. And also, as Kominei Svuasa, all the different grains should also come out good. In any case, so the problem is, how could it be Davin a few days before Rosh Hashanah, Hashem should bench this year when the year is about to end? You can't even call it a year. How can you call this year less than a year, less than 30 days? And you could add to this kasha, because when it comes to Atainis, the halacha is that we say Aneinu in davening of Shemayna Asra, right? But we don't say Aneinu during Shachris, except for the Shatz. When the Shatz does Chazoras HaShatz, he says Aneinu by Shachris. The Tzibur, each person in their quiet Shemayna Asrei, only says Aneinu by Mincha. The reason is because we're afraid that a person might not make it through the day. He might not be able to complete his fast. And if he'll have a need to break his fast because he'll get sick or the like, it will come out that he never fasted. And it's going to come out that he's saying Sheker in his tefillah. That's the reason why we don't say Aneinu. You see, that when we daven, we have to be very accurate with the words that we say. And the reason why the Shat is able to say Aneinu b'Shachris is because since he's davening on behalf of the entire Tzibur, we can assume that from the entire Tzibur, there will be some people that will make it through the day. But each individual cannot rely that he himself will fast until Chatzos to even make a fast that would be considered a fast. And therefore, we don't say Aneinu. Once it's Mincha, it's already considered a fast, so you can say Aneinu. So we see, even though if a person would make a neder, the halacha is by Nidorim, that if Oines comes up, they're allowed to violate the neder. In other words, it's not considered violation of a neder. People didn't have intention to make their neder for a case of Oines. Nevertheless, when it comes to tzvila, we say you have to be so careful not to say something that will turn out being inaccurate, even though if it would be a neder, it would be considered accurate enough. His intention, that would be accurate enough. But for davening, we have to be very accurate. And we can't say a bracha that mentions that today is a fast if there's a possibility that today may not be a fast. Hakaponim, that just shows us the concept, how accurate we have to be with our davening. And if so, how could we say in davening Hashem should bench this year when it's less than 30 days? That's what the Shayel asked the Pshlemei Kluge. To that, the Pshlemei Kluge said, Adirabba, I could tell you three answers, and some of them are based on our Gemara. First of all, says the Pshlemei Kluge, you see in our Gemara, that the Gemara said that there's a Svara, that the reason why if he made a neder from his friend not to benefit during this year, even if he's on the last day, it's considered a year because his intention was to pain himself. So just like we say by a neder, we follow a person's intention, that his intention is to pain himself. And as long as there's some pain, it's already a satisfactory explanation of his neder. So too, when a person davens, Hashem should bench this year for good. So as long as there's some good that will come out, even if it's a good of less than a year, that is also satisfactory of explanation. That's also a good enough explanation of this year, of the words this year in davening. Just like Nidorim, he says, just like Nidorim are follow the way people talk, so too in davening, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they were mesakin it according to Lashon Bnei Adam. So just like in a shtar, we say the same thing as Nidorim, so too in the Nusach HaTfilah, even though, as I mentioned, we find the Gabi Aneinu L'Chayr, it's something that's even more common than Nidorim, but at least for this aspect, says the Shlomo Kluger, it would be similar to Nidorim. That's number one. Number two, says the Shlomo Kluger, number two, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that what's the problem? The problem is that he's saying this year. So who said he means this year as being the year before Rosh Hashanah? This year could mean this coming year. If we'll say, like the man to Ahmed, the 30 days of a year is not a year, so what is a year? So then this year is going to refer to this coming year. He says, just like you find, sometimes Zois refers to the coming, the following, to something that's in the future. So just like you have a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, B'Zois Yavi Aaron, the Pasuk says, with this, Aaron will go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And where does the Torah say this? Where does the Torah say what it is? It says it later. So it's over here, the next thing, the following thing, the next year is this year, is the year that we're referring to. So does the Pasuk mean v'zois ha-bracha? This bracha doesn't say, there it didn't yet say the bracha, it's afterwards, following it says the bracha. So it's over here, the following year is the year that we're referring to. But although this question could be resolved, nevertheless there's another important question on this bracha that relates to many sugyas that I mentioned in Rosh Hashanah that's worth mentioning, and that's a different kasha. We know the Gemara talks about who a person is nidin on Rosh Hashanah. It's machlekes if a person is nidin b'chol yom or nidin b'Rosh Hashanah. But according to those, a person is nidin on Rosh Hashanah. A person's judgment of whether he'll live or die is on Rosh Hashanah. His judgment of whether he'll be wealthy or poor, whether there'll be rain, whether he'll have tzar, whether he'll have hefsid, whether he'll have rebach is on Rosh Hashanah. If so, how could a person daven in the middle of the year to have a good year, to have parnasa, if the judgment was already chal? The judgment was already. So there the answer is, the Me'iri explains Masechta Nidorim Daf Mentesa Mebeis, that even if the Gzeira was in Gansin made on Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, we have a klal Al Yisya'ish Min HaRachamim. In a paragon, you know, b'fnei atfilo, even if there was a gzadin, a person with a koyach atfilo, for davin moimik alev, tzitochin, to be karea de gzadin, and to change the gzadin. So we don't know exactly what the limits and the bounds of the gzadin are, but lo oylam al yisayish min arachimim, tfilo will always do something, he always has a koyach to tuif, every tfilo does not go wasted, and a person can nevertheless davin, and with that we davin, baruch aleinu, Hashem elekeinu, as Hashem azayis le'tayv, he mentions the bench in Nundale, with good to parnosu, and good to brachis, and ali in yonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.